Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. And the Manager Show is brought to you by KeyBank. It's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Boy, nice win yesterday, Tito. You had advantages early, but you took advantage of them. And the scoring opportunities resulted in a 5-0 lead after two innings. Danny Salazar, the bullpen, did it the rest of the way. But how critical is it for you as a manager when you have opportunities early and whether or not you capitalize?
Well, I mean, we talk all the time. Scoring first is important in itself. And then maybe scoring next or adding on to it. You know, and I thought we did some good things early. You know, we made Danks come into the zone. We were, you know, we had some real good at-bats, took a couple walks. Carlos hit a ball, you know, what, swinging bunt, hit it 10 feet. But he ran, and he pushed it a little bit. And because of that, who knows, maybe that helped a little bit. So I always think when you play the game right, there's a lot of times you get rewarded where if you don't, you'd never know. So that ended up being a huge play. And then we took some good swings. We scored multiple runs. And then when they came back with a solo homer, we came back and answered again, which I thought was great. So it allowed Danny some room because it was cold yesterday. And you could tell he couldn't throw his breaking ball over the plate, but he had a good fastball. And he didn't even locate that all the time. But when he did, it was good, and it was good enough.
Well, what's encouraging, Terry, you're scoring some runs now, and you're doing it in horrible weather conditions. And let's face it, when you have a number of Hispanic players, these guys, they've never played in this kind of weather before, except if they were in the big leagues.
You know, I was laughing, though. I look out, Uribe's got no sleeves on. You know, it's funny how I think it's cold for everybody. Yeah. I mean, you know, you wonder, like, out at their guy, their second baseman, Lowry, who's from Canada. Yeah. He had a hood on, and, you know, so I think everybody's cold. But scoring early can do a lot. I mean, you know, it's cold, but it's a lot better when you're winning. And, you know, you see the enthusiasm. I'm still coming back to Napoli being a big force in. I don't think he cared. He showed up yesterday to win. And I think he sometimes thinks the colder the better because he knows he can get through it. And, you know, he's going to bring some of his guys with him. And I think it's just been a great influence on a lot of our guys.
Well, you mentioned Mike Napoli. He made really a great play at first base on a dive to the bag. Another veteran, Rajay Davis, made an incredible catch that he lost in the snow. That's that veteran presence, isn't it?
And another play that Knapp and Gomer pulled off was, you know, Danny had walked two guys, and they put that backdoor pickoff on, and they executed it flawlessly. That was a big play. I mean, anytime you had a pitcher that's walked a couple, you know, you're a hit away from a rally, and they really kind of snuffed it out. All of a sudden, you got a runner on second and two outs, and it was the timing was right. They executed it right. I was thrilled about that because that's something that's talked about in spring training, and then, you know, you don't see it for a while, and they did it at the right time, and they really did a good job.
And those guys do that on their own.
That's them, but they need to communicate. You can't have a first baseman vacating or a catcher firing one at them, the first baseman not know, and they did a really good job.
How encouraged were you with the two innings that you got from Trevor Bauer?
You know what? The game went pretty well yesterday. I mean, Manship comes in and goes through his two-thirds of an inning, and then Trevor, two really good innings. And then Dan Otero, we wanted to get him in and get him going. So now everybody's pitched, but Trevor really threw the ball well. And again, you know, we've said it all along. He's kind of a wild card out there, but that I don't mean that in a derogatory manner. I mean, this kid, we know he can pitch, and my guess is he's going to help us a lot more than people realize. Whether it's in the pen or starting at some point later, he's going to be a big influence on what happens.
Today, Cody Anderson makes his first start. Some people wondered, well, is Cody going to start the year in Columbus? He went out and earned it, didn't he? How interested are you, and maybe that's the wrong word, but just to see now what he can do this season?
Well, I'm always interested. You're right. That is a good word. You know, it would have been the easy thing to do to send Cody back to AAA. You know, he has options. He hasn't pitched all that much in the major leagues. But I think when we sat around in our meetings and in conversations, we didn't feel like it was the right thing to do. You know, we ask our guys to do certain things, and Cody's probably done it to a T, especially for a young kid. And we just thought, not only the message it would send, but we just thought it was wrong. He deserved to be pitching on our staff. He earned it, and that's why we put him there.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.